Russian officials still won't name the gas that special forces used to end the hostage crisis, but there is a new clue to the gas's identity. A Russian health ministry official now says doctors treated some of the hostages with an antidote called naloxone. NPR's David Kestenbaum has more.
Most hospitals stock naloxone, and some paramedics even carry it around. Chris Young has given shots of it, too. He's an anesthesiologist at Duke University Medical Center.
If you were to come into an emergency room, for instance, and they thought you had a heroin overdose or a morphine overdose, naloxone would be the drug they give you to reverse the narcotic effect.
Some experts suggested the gas might contain Valium or a hallucinogen, but Young says naloxone doesn't counteract drugs like that. It's specifically used to offset the effects of drugs related to narcotics, like morphine. Young says maybe he's read too many Tom Clancy novels, but when he heard about the hostage situation, he thought the Russians might use a narcotic to put the rebels to sleep. He suspects the Russians used a synthetic drug called fentanyl. It's molecularly similar to morphine, but 100 times more potent. The Russians could also have used a stronger version called carfentanil.
It's not something I have any experience with because it's a veterinary anesthetic used to sedate elephants and buffaloes and things like that. It's another 10 or 100 times more potent than the parent drug, fentanyl.
Young says anesthesiologists use fentanyl to block pain, but in large doses it can make it impossible to breathe, which would explain the deaths in the Russian theater. Daniel Talmor is an anesthesiologist at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and Harvard Medical School.
What's a safe dose for one person would be a lethal dose for another. I imagine with this number of fatalities from the drug, probably they didn't really take into account that a large number of people would have been dehydrated or debilitated in some other way.
When people become dehydrated, the amount of blood in the body decreases. As a result, it takes less of a drug to cause a lethal concentration. Talmor says overdoses of a drug like fentanyl could also explain why so many people are still in the hospital. It can have minor lingering effects or more serious ones.
You could develop a secondary brain injury due to not breathing for a few minutes. Other organs can fail due to not breathing. That's probably what's keeping people in the hospital right now.
Talmor also says it didn't have to be that way.
Obviously, if you're going to intentionally poison a large number of people, you have to be ready to take care of those people immediately. Perhaps having closer medical help and specific antidotes ready would have improved the situation.
Talmor cautions that all this is speculation. It's possible the Russians used some other agent and want to keep it secret. And not everybody buys the fentanyl explanation. Roger Johns is chairman of anesthesiology at Johns Hopkins University. He says fentanyl usually comes in a liquid or a solid form.
You'd have to aerosolize it into a fine mist somehow and breathe that in. Then it can be taken up by the lungs. But getting the high enough concentration by inhalation in a short period of time would be extremely difficult.
Scientists might eventually be able to find out by testing clothing worn by some of the hostages. If fentanyl was used, Johns finds the idea that it was pumped into a theater full of hostages a little eerie. He's accustomed to carefully measuring out small doses in a hospital.
It's a disturbing use in many ways. On the other hand, I think you have to consider the moral and ethical situation that was present, where there was a risk of losing everybody. And in some ways, maybe this was a creative solution. Maybe it is an area where further research can be done so that something can be developed to do this more safely.
The U.S. government is sponsoring research into the use of drugs as non-lethal weapons, though the subject is controversial. Scientists at Penn State University recently wrote a report on the topic. On the cover is a drawing of carbon, hydrogen, and other atoms linked together. It is the chemical structure of the drug fentanyl. Two Penn State scientists contacted about the matter this week did not return phone calls. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.